Number two was conditional use number 1769, Thomas Kacharik.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think, you know, things have evolved on Route 9, and my concerns I've had in the past about the domino effect, given the limited use of this property, I would be inclined for approving it. I don't know if my fellow commissioners have other questions or concerns that, to address before I make a motion.
Well, Jeannie is clearly out of the bottle on Route 9, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to continue to approve things. In this instance, though, I think the use is fairly low impact, not doing anything that's, will not be doing anything that they're not already doing. So I think in this instance, I don't find it too disturbing.
I was reassured where the applicant stated this, all this business happens off the site. It's almost like just a place of rest.
I agree with both of those comments.
Well, Mr. Chairman, with those comments in mind, and based on the information we've heard tonight, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1769 for Thomas Kacharik to operate a landscaping business based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. The project is in an area that has developed with other small-scale business and commercial uses, and this is consistent with these other uses. The project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The operation of a landscaping business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise, since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site and there are few, if any, deliveries to the site. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. There shall be no more than two employees of the company on site. The hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. No retail sales shall occur on site. One unlighted sign shall be permitted, not to exceed 32 square feet in size. Any dumpster shall be located in a fenced enclosure behind the house. All vehicles, utility trailers, and equipment associated with this business shall be parked to the rear of the house. Any security lighting shall be installed with downward illumination and screening so that it does not impact neighboring properties or motorists traveling along Route 9. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1769, Thomas Kacharik, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?